Hi, you're tuned into Craigslist Cupid, the cringiest collection of missed connections from Craigslist.
This podcast contains highly inappropriate, uncalled for, XXX rated material. Listener discretion is advised. Feeling deflated? Limp, flaccid. Don't let your lazy luger fire another blank. Pop a vitamin V and hit your target every time.
Hello, gracious listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in. We just want to apologize for our absence. We don't wish to get too into it at this time, but we were arrested on suspicion of kidnapping a convalescent and violating the Mann Act by transporting minors across state lines, and also harboring fugitives. But it was all a huge misunderstanding, I promise you. We will not be answering any questions at this time, so please do not ask. Once again, thanks for listening, and welcome to Season 3. Just want to kick things off here with a little funky Craigslist experience of my own. This week I was apartment hunting on Craigslist in the Los Angeles area. And I messaged a Craigslist ad for a studio for rent. And I said, hello, my name is Jake. I'm replying in regards to your listing for an apartment for rent at Drive. I am interested in viewing the property. When is your next available tour? And they replied and said, this is so rude and disrespectful. It is past business hours and you woke me up thinking it was an emergency. It was 9 p.m. And I said, why would you list your number on Craigslist if you didn't want people to contact you, idiot? And they said, OMG, you're the idiot. This is not the time to be texting anyone, not business hours. Do your research. And I said, OMG. OMG, how old are you? And they said, whatever. And I said, go to sleep, grandma. And they said, blocking you. And I said, please do, fucking cunt.
Didn't they, like, reply to your message, like, way later? It wasn't even...
Yeah, it was 2 hours after I had messaged them.
So you didn't, like, awake them in some emergency, like they said. What a weirdo.
I know, freak.
Where can we find affordable housing if not Craigslist?
I know, please. If anyone knows of a rent, let us know. We need a space to live and breathe and just be ourselves.
But really, though, we're trying to find a place. Anyone need roommates? Please let us know.
Two, lots of baggage.
So my first listing is from Mira Loma. It's titled, Sniff Those. Looking for those friends that have an attraction to sniffing your used wife's.
Wives?
Open to other stuff as well. Hit me up. Do they mean...
First of all, the grammatical incorrectness, wipes.
But maybe they mean wipes. That's what I was thinking. Your used wipes, because your used wipes.
Wipes? Like, what kind of wipes?
Butt wipes?
I was thinking you were going to say underwear, then when you said wipes, I was so confused. I want to smell your wife.
Very weird.
What does she
smell
like?
Yeah, your used wife after you have sex? Is that what they mean?
I want to smell her after you've used her. For all her money.
Oh,
for all her generosity. All her caretaking. Is that what you want? You want to smell her? Go find it.
Oh, you're just as sick as these people. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's why this is so entertaining. Like, damn, don't give me any ideas. Might come sniff your wife.
I might.
if you're into that.
What's your next one?
My first listing says... It's from Palm Desert, and it says, great football season. Innocent start to a very naughty listing, right? Watching football this season has become addicting. Any other guys find themselves glued to the boob tube, eyeballing those hot crotch shots?
Is that why guys like watching football so much?
Yes. I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
I know a lot of them don't even know what's going on. They're just looking at the dicks.
They're like, butt and dick.
Butt, dick, chest, pecs.
Yes. Another beer, please.
They just like being with their bros.
Yeah, they probably, straight men probably just have sex. They don't actually have real friendships. They just bang. Or maybe that's just what's happening in my head.
Maybe a lot of them.
Maybe it's a
sad,
all of them.
Sad world they're leading. Sad life. Okay, my next one is from Covina.
Uh-oh.
It's titled, Looking for Asian Friend. Fat.
That's specific.
Fat, tall, late 30s, geek here.
No!
I'm shy.
No!
Timid.
Yikes.
And not very confident.
Oh.
Looking for someone to spend time with who's also a geek, nerd, dork. Preferably a female.
What?
So, if you're the right guy, it might be okay.
Preferably a female.
But he'd rather have a female.
You know,
what a horrible self-advertisement, dude.
Fat, tall, late.
Shy, timid, and not very confident. I cannot stand when grown men call themselves shy.
I'm a shy boy. Like, first of all, you're 30. Have you been shy?
Sick.
I'm sorry, if you're a shy 30-year-old, do you have a job?
Probably not. they probably scare their coworkers if they do. They think, like, he's going to come
kill
and
me.
Shoot them.
Yeah. You're that shy person who's going to kill me. Shyness is not okay. It needs to stop.
I'm pretty I'm shy, but I'm a girl.
But you're not going to stop. Let your shyness stop you from
getting
doing things.
A mate.
Yeah, or from doing your job.
Exactly.
Do your
exactly.
job.
Exactly.
Someone needs to reply to this ad and say, stop being shy.
You're not allowed to be shy.
No longer allowed in North America.
You're going to jail.
This, my next listing says gated community. But I was searching in Indio, so I'm hoping and assuming that's where it's from. It says, girl walking in North Indio. Saw you walking on Talavra Drive the other afternoon. Damn, so hot. We passed each other. What were you wearing because I can't get your firm ass off my mind, girl? Question
girl?
Mark. What were you wearing? You are younger, mid-20s blonde, me? Jogger man. I just like how he said, what were you wearing because I can't get your firm ass off my mind, girl?
Girl?
Like... Punctuation, please.
It is very important, people.
Joggerman.
But I hope girl will be connected with Joggerman somehow.
I know, Joggerman. Why the fuck do you think she's going to find your Craigslist listing?
She might. You
don't you
know
they just end up on podcasts?
I mean, I'll be honest. I was looking in the Orange County area hoping...
Someone said something about you?
Saw me in Trader
Big
Joe's
booty
or something.
Blonde lady walking with her white dog in Trader Joe's.
I wouldn't bring my dog in there.
Purple yoga pants.
I would never wear that in public. Okay, my next one is from Pasadena. It's titled, I Thought You Were Really Beautiful.
No, I'm cringing already.
It was my birthday yesterday, and I was taken to Fleming's by a good friend of mine.
Taken?
I was kidnapped. I was taken. By a good friend of mine, and you were the one attending our table, of course.
Oh, no, not the server.
I completely fell for you, and
what?
Not going to lie, it would be nice if I could take you out sometime. Why would you lie about that?
I'm not going to lie.
We made eye contact.
No!
A couple of times, and just thought you were cute. Let me know how old I was turning, and maybe what time it was, so I know it's you. Keep my fingers crossed.
Wait, okay, so you're living in an actual fantasy world. First of all, it's so funny to me that they were like, oh, Craigslist, she'll definitely see this. And second of all, that she would be interested.
Yeah, it's...
Like, what?
It's very pathetic, you know, just...
Leave your server alone.
Leave your server alone. Leave pretty women doing their job alone. Or you know what? No one ever disclosed their gender. I feel like it's a pathetic middle-aged woman with a hot young server, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the server is a guy and she's just like a sad, sad woman.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, ew.
Oh, yeah. Because...
Leave a tip and nothing else. Not your number. Not
it's
your
hard
heart
for some
behind.
People.
I completely fell for you. In, what, an hour and a half? How long were you there?
I mean, it's happened to me.
Relatable. All right, my next listing is from Beaumont. I honestly have no idea where that is.
I have family out there.
Oh, where is it?
It's on the way or past Riverside. It's pretty far out there.
The IE.
It's pretty far out. Will.
It's fucking far out, man. And it's titled Grandma at Sun Lakes. She said to come by when her husband wasn't there to move some stuff around for her. Where you at, lady?
Fucking Beaumont.
What if she literally was just like, can you please help me move my kitchen table and my dresser?
She probably and really he comes in help.
Like ready to bone. She's like, no!
I wonder, oh, man, Beaumont. I wonder, maybe there's some horny grandmas out there.
Yeah, there has to be. If I was a grandma, I'd definitely be horny.
Who knows? Might be annoying at that age. Yeah. I get it.
Every man wants to have sex.
My next one is from Los Angeles. Romantics, Friday night. After you made me explode, we left the place. I walk to a donut shop nearby. I can tell you wanted more from me. Hit me up if you see this post. You were wearing a blue and white hat. It read like a crime noir novel.
Yeah, okay, first of all, Romantics is like a sex shop, no?
Is it? I wasn't sure.
So they fucked in the sex shop, or I don't know if they fucked, they made each other explode, and then you walked to a donut shop?
Just went to the donut shop.
Gotta get a bear claw.
I could tell you wanted more from me. They just teased them.
I could tell you did.
The other guy, or the other person, made this person explode, and it sounds like this person did not reciprocate.
Wow, I could tell you wanted more from me, but I really needed a donut. I'm sorry.
If you look on Craigslist for me.
Yes. They wow. meet up, and he's got, like, very donut kinky. Sprinkles all over his hands.
And his dick. What?
I know. What the heck? Why did you need to say you walked to a donut shop? How was that?
Well, I think he was watching him, or... watching each other while they went to the donut shop. I don't know. Very, very mysterious.
First of all, don't have sex in public stores, places, please.
Why not?
Inside of a Romantics? Imagine you're just doing your shopping with your girls and
boom. Don't they have, like, private rooms for that?
The dressing room is not a private room.
What? I mean, what are those rooms for?
You were supposed to test out the toys there. God damn it. Okay, my next one is from Redlands. And this is a doozy, so hold on to your diapers, babies. It says, saw you at Staters on Colton/Orange. You were a young guy, about 19 to 27, maybe.
Sort of wide range.
I know, that's what I thought. Like, 8 years. Brown or dark hair and brown eyes. It gets specific here, so hang on. Gray sweatpants, black slip-on athletic slippers, black socks, darker sweatshirt with a word on it in shape of a square. Where the word with a word on it in shape of a square. Where the word on top is upright and on bottom.
I'm sorry. You lost me.
Right? Okay, let me start over.
No.
No, okay.
Just from the shirt description.
Okay. Darker sweatshirt with a word on it in shape of a square.
Okay.
I'm trying so hard to get through this. Okay. Darker sweatshirt with a word on it in shape of a square.
I think where, I got it.
Where the word on top is upright and on bottom facing up in shape of a square.
Okay.
You were getting water and got a Red Bull. You were with a guy in shorts and blue cap. Blue cap, right? Didn't that person have a blue cap in the Romantics?
Oh my god, did they? Let me see.
You both left in a white Audi. Like to talk to you. It was Friday, January the 7th, between 4 and 5 p.m.
It was a blue and white hat.
Oh.
Close.
But was he wearing a darker sweatshirt with a word on it in shape of a square where the word on top is upright and on bottom facing up in the shape of a square?
I don't think that part was mentioned.
That, I was like, wait, am I having a stroke?
Me too.
Smelling burnt bread. God.
Crazy. Was that it?
That was it.
Wow, that was very hard to follow. They need to take some grammar lessons.
Meth behavior.
That is very meth behavior.
Yes.
Such meth behavior.
No.
My next one's coming from Long Beach. It's titled Jenny from TJ's. Uh-oh. I don't know if they mean TJ Maxx, TJ Fridays, Tijuana.
Isn't that TGI? TGI Fridays? Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's! Duh! Oh my God.
Jenny.
God, I'm a fucking idiot. Okay. Jenny from Trader Joe's. I was and am so very impressed.
Oh.
Hi. Well, I said I would post it, and I am. By the way, to the dudes out there, I am M. Male. So save your offers and questions for someone else, thank you. And now, back to you, Jenny. I said you were a magnet, and you know that you are. A strong power to attract, which perhaps makes you very cautious. And I don't blame you one bit. One would have to be blind to not notice your incredible, astounding, spectacular beauty of form, and surely you know it. And I like that you do. Smiles. I assure you, by the way, that happening to wind up behind you on the checkout line was pure chance. Good coincidence for sure. I called it serendipity.
What?
Smiles again, and it was.
No.
I felt your shields up, so I did not attempt to converse with you as I would have liked to.
What?
I had no intentions.
Writing a novel?
I had no intentions of making you uncomfortable, which I am certain happens on a regular basis, considering... What? The power of your magnetism.
Wait. It happens on a regular basis that he makes people uncomfortable?
I think he meant because she's so beautiful, people make her uncomfortable.
I make people uncomfortable on a regular basis.
Good thing you caught that. Shit. Damn. Could have been in his published novel like this.
No,
wow.
Fuck. Keep giving Thank God you're editing idea. It for him.
which I'm certain happens on a regular basis. Considering the power of your magnetism to any and all males who are even somewhat alive. Ha ha.
Wow.
I don't expect a reply, but if you choose to, it would be a gift beyond my wildest dreams. Big smiles at the very thought of how grand that would be. It's a 1,000,000 to 1 chance, of course. But that's better than 1,000,000 to 0, right? Which I optimistically hope beyond hope that it's not. Chuckling. Sincerely from my heart and truth. Me. More smiles.
What in God's unholy name?
That was incredibly unhinged and terrifying.
Feel like that's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Or an English teacher.
Or just like, honestly, I'm getting really creepy pedophile vibes.
Really? Yeah, totally. Because like...
Not that they said anything, but just their language. Smile.
Yeah, like
know.
They are trying to bait children.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just strange. Like, I doubt this person even thought about you. And now here you are on the internet. Whenever I ever think about someone after an interaction or whatever, even a friend, I'm like, they're probably not even fucking...
They don't even remember me at all.
And here you are thinking it was like this special ass moment in Trader Joe's writing a... What? That's... You're
sick.
I
hate their diction. Like, everything they said was just repulsive.
I know. Grotesque.
What was it? It would be a gift beyond my wildest dreams.
Who
Big
says...
smiles at the very thought of how grand that would be.
Grand.
Like, what century are you from?
Are you a Victorian lady? Yeah, what's happening? Lady of the Manor writing this post on Craigslist.
Oh, incredibly disturbing.
And Trader Joe's is the new hub of weird shit.
Thank God for Trader Joe's.
Mine's a little bit more, like, how shall I say... Meta? I don't know. This one says, adjectives in Riverside. Fun. Uninhibited. Charming. Knowledgeable. Masculine. Experienced. Handy.
Mm.
Amalgamated. Ready. Desperate.
Is that what they're looking for? Or is that a description of themselves?
I wish I knew.
Hmm.
It's just a little poetic and also
it is.
Like
it's very cryptic.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Adjectives. Is that a game we're playing?
What are your adjectives?
Funny. What do I want to say? Tweaker.
No.
Adjectives.
Exasperate. verbose.
Doesn't that mean fat? What does that mean?
Verbose means like you have a very hearty...
Effervescent?
No. That's a good adjective. No, it means you're very like well-spoken, I think. Watch me sound like a total fucking idiot.
Let's look it up.
It actually means you have a fatty liver. Isn't describing yourself so uncomfortable?
Using or expressed in more words than are needed.
Exactly. Verbose.
I still don't think I understand what it means.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, Leanne is very verbose. She loves to talk about things she has learned about and is very educated on.
Well, Grace. Nobody here knows who Leanne is. Hi, Leanne. Thank you for being our only monthly subscriber.
Exactly.
She deserves a shout out.
Grace, what are your adjectives?
I'd say mine are chill and hot. No, mine are chill and smart.
What are mine? I don't know. I feel like describing myself is like a disturbing and daunting task. Like, I don't...
One time this girl in Spanish class, we were trying to describe ourselves using like Spanish adjectives, and she said she was bonita. And I was like, she was really pretty, and I was like, okay. But was whatever. She was pretty.
Oh. I am bonita. Of course, coming from her, it's like, okay.
How do you say I in Spanish?
Yo.
Yo bonita.
Yo soy bonita, I believe. Got it.
Anyway, it sounds like I'm being anti-femme.
I am anti-femme.
Just be humble, okay?
God, stop being such a fucking pick-me. What's your next listing, Grace?
It's from Redlands. It's titled, Found at Laundromat.
Oh, no.
You dropped a pair in the laundromat. I have had fun with them. I'd love another pair.
Oh,
I
wait.
I would be so scared.
Wait, so they stole your underwear.
Well, they found them.
And you Who think knows? I just left them there for you to have fun with?
I hope they were clean, at least. I hope they went through the... dryer.
I found your dirty underwear in the trash can.
I found your dirty, stinky underwear.
Underwear. And I had fun with them. Like, what did you do? Put them on your face and...
Oh, that's disturbing.
Wear them like a Batman mask?
There's nothing wrong with that as long as it's, like, consensual, you know?
But clearly it wasn't. They had no idea
exactly.
It was even happening.
It's not right.
That's disgusting.
It's very violating.
My next one is from Menifee. You were shopping at Boot Barn this afternoon. We were both in the store for quite a while and exchanged a few glances. You took off before me. Let me know what you were driving so I know it's you. Why, when they said what you were driving, I think like a carriage.
Oh my God.
A horse. Drawn buggy.
Be specific. What kind of car?
What was I driving? A golf cart.
A jet ski.
Right? I saw you drive away as I was walking outside. Boot Barn. God, I've been wanting to go there for a while. I love Boot Barn.
Need to go to Boot Barn.
I need to take myself to the Boot Barn down in Menifee on my horse-drawn carriage.
It's a good place to meet the ladies.
Yes, I've heard on Craigslist you can meet some honeys at the Boot Barn.
Hell yeah. My next one is from San Gabriel. It's titled, Any Senior Ladies Like Easy Hiking? Are you a senior lady interested in doing some easy hiking? Contact me.
That is honestly really weird, scary vibes.
Yeah, it's threatening.
Yeah, are you going to push her off?
I know. Are you going to throw her off a cliff?
Luring her elderly Jesus. Woman pushed off a cliff.
So easy to control and take advantage of. So frail.
Elder abuse in these days. Man, it's everywhere. My next one's in Riverside, and it says, Croak Pot. Looking for the girl that has my croak pot.
What? Was that a typo? What's a croak pot? Like,
they put it twice.
Croak pot. What could that be code for?
Wait, what if they meant crock pot?
But... They couldn't have made that big of a spelling error. Crookpot.
I'm looking for the girl who has my crookpot. What voice, what accent was that?
Crookpot. I don't know. Maybe Icelandic say it like that. I don't know. Crookpot.
What is a crookpot?
Maybe you eat from it and you croak. You die.
You make a stew in it and then you die?
It's a poison crock pot.
It's the toilet you sit on before.
Oh no. It's a toilet.
Get off the croak pot.
Shit or get off the croak pot. Die or get off the croak pot.
Oh shit.
Croak or get off the croak pot.
Damn, go off.
This one's from Covina. It's titled Lost My Girlfriend.
See.
55-year-old lost my young girlfriend, still looking for her in the Walmart. Send me a message with pic if you think you are her. How long have you been looking?
I've been camping out.
They don't know I'm here. Been here for days.
I've been living in the walls.
That was always a weird dream of mine whenever I went to Walmart when I was little. I wanted to just live in there, like all by myself. Yeah, just something. Like... Closed down. Just
there's
live
food.
There. Yeah, you got everything you fucking need.
You got
need.
A toilet, Twinkies, Campbell's hearty hamburger soup.
Makeup.
Yeah, press on nails. Oh my god, that would be so fun.
I know.
Wait.
If I ever get cancer, my Make-A-Wish thing is to have full run of a Walmart after hours.
Just let me use whatever I want.
Fulfill my childhood dreams.
I always thought that about the mall.
Oh, that'd
imagine
be
getting
better.
Locked in, but then all the stores like shut, you know?
It'd be kind of scary though because it's like way bigger. Walmart would be scary too, not gonna lie. Now that I think about it, really.
With all the lights off.
Yeah.
Hide and go seek at Walmart at night.
Scary.
My next listing is from Chino, and it says, left the freezer open. Left the freezer open, and it got so cold your high beams were on pointing straight at me, nearly poking my eye out.
I doubt it.
I have to latch on.
Ew.
It's the only way to bring them to their fullest.
Are you a baby?
Baby.
They want to...
The freezer.
Yeah, left the freezer open. And that's why her high beams, her nipples were...
I guess they were at the grocery store.
Maybe they were in the frozen aisle.
Yeah. And her nippies were showing.
God damn.
Just... Nearly poking my eye out. They were so long and pointy and they almost stabbed my eye. So long.
That is really creepy. It had to latch on.
I have to latch on. It's the only way.
That makes me sick.
I'm baby.
Don't say latch on. Nasty. I will kink shame you.
Titty kink shame. New band name.
My next one is from Redondo Beach. It's titled CVS Free Balling.
Oh, God.
You saw me staring at it the first time you walked to your car. You went back into CVS and then walked by again. Man, it looks so good bouncing around in those shorts.
No.
Wish you would have come up to my window to see what I was doing.
There are elderly folks at the CVS just trying to get their medications. And you're out there jerking it.
I love the title, CVS Freeballing. Freeballing's so funny.
Freeballing now. Freeballing. Wow. See what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Making balloon animals.
No.
My next one's from Marietta. I feel like only white people say it like that.
How do you
Marietta.
Say Marietta? Marietta?
I don't know. Women 60 and older. Pray tell, someone tell me what happened to the great girls who grew up and are now 60 plus. They used to love to smile, laugh, joke, have fun, and just be fun to be around. Now, not the same. How did they develop such hostility and lose their fine sense of humor? They don't even want to shop anymore. Just sit on the couch, grumpy, and think about how great their grandchildren are. No wonder there are so many guys that have given up and gone to hitting from the side of the plate. Are there any women left who have not lost their sense of humor, want to do something more than stare at a picture of their offspring's offspring?
Oh my
god. And crack a fine smile? If so, tell me where to look.
This is a lonely middle-aged man.
Yeah, whose wife is like, I'm sick of your nasty dick.
And they're acting this way because they're boomers, mister.
Yeah, and...
they're miserable. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
sorry,
literally.
Mom.
Yeah, sorry, but not sorry because it's the truth. And also, leave her the fuck alone. You made her have the damn kids. Let her enjoy them.
Is he really talking about his wife?
I mean...
Probably.
Pray tell.
Pray tell. Why do people...
First of all, what
does that mean, honestly? Pray tell.
Pray tell.
Is it just saying, like, yo, look at this?
It's like, hey, somebody, please.
Do tell.
Yes, I'm begging you to tell me what's going on.
Well, I'll let you know.
Quit shaming old ladies for being old ladies.
Yeah, let grandmas be grandmas.
That's how you get people like Madonna. Stuffed like a spring chicken. Showing their asses on Instagram. Is that what you want?
That was disturbing a little bit. But whatever. She looks kind of good. Okay, my next one is from North Hollywood, Toluca Lake.
No.
It's titled Ex-Con with Swastik Back Tattoo.
No!
I'm back in town. This is a long shot, but we used to kick it after you got off work before you drove home. I used to live in Toluca Lake. We had down-low fun, but I had to move and we lost touch. If you see this, hit me up. I'm back and we should definitely kick it again.
Why are you kicking it with people with swastikas tattooed on them?
Maybe he, regrets it?
I just want to let you know how disgusted I am with myself. I hope you're back in town so I can tell you. No, what the fuck?
I just love how they spelled it swastik dash UH. Swastik.
No. Honestly, I think it's ironic that he has a swastika tattoo and has having DL fun with the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Pray tell.
So this is the very last one I'm going to read, and it's kind of confusing and long, so just bear with me. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I found it in the San Fernando Valley in the rants and raves section, which is meant for you to just go and let it out.
Rant and rave.
I want to be in the dark about other people's past illegal things. I want to be in the dark about other people's past illegal past, like the celebrities' misconduct, that sort of thing. I don't watch TV and I'm not in the movie industry. I'm not a lawyer or judge or movie producer or victim, or my children, which I have done, are not victims of these individuals. I don't know Harvey Weinstein at all. Also, I don't care about Kim Kardashian's divorce or whatever personal stuff with her husband and now divorced ex-husband. I think her ex-husband is very cute and she is beautiful. I think, what is Kim Kardashian wearing? Who is Kanye? Is that his name? Dating now, and what is she wearing since she is a smart dresser? Model lady? Question mark. And Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I don't care to hear the child abuse allegations thing.
What?
I just want to shut that all down and not watch news at all. I want to see the movies that Brad Pitt's in, and I want to see Angelina Jolie in the movies she acts in or the movies she produces. I like everything. I have watched that both individuals have acted in or produced. And Johnny Depp with Amber Heard wife-beating thing, and I don't want to hear it or see it on the internet news or tabloids at the market stand and the divorce.
Look away!
And I understand when he made the last Pirates movie that he was fired or let go because of the thing with his now ex-wife. I like Amber Heard, and I like her movies she has been in. I also like Johnny Depp as an
actor. I don't
want
to know that she beats up her husband to a pulp and embarrasses him and shits on his bed! I don't want to know this! I want to enjoy her stuff!
Right, like what? I also like Johnny Depp as an actor, and I've liked all the movies I've seen him in. I understand that the movie industry can and will fire these individuals, that they are at-will employees. So anyway, I want to see the movies that Johnny Depp was in, the old movies before all this new stuff problem of his.
Oh my god.
It just keeps going on and on. I don't feel like it's...
That is so obnoxious. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but it seems a little misguided. It's like, you're wasting your own time ranting and raving about this, but a lot of people are wasting their time on Craigslist.
Right. It's like, hello.
But just look away.
I'm just more confused, less about the content of what he wrote, but just about the fact that it went on and on.
Yeah. And he knew an awful lot. I'm sure, I mean, against his will, but...
I don't want to hear it.
Who's Kanye?
I don't want to hear about Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp. Like, is anybody even talking about these things right now?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't hear any of that. Get nude. Weird. New sources.
Get nude.
Get naked.
Make life a little more exciting. Get naked.
Now. Well, I think that's the end of our listings, guys. Are you going to miss that?
Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're still listening from our past seasons, we just want to say thank you for continuing to support us.
We love you very much. And we will be doing shows bi-weekly from now on. What day of the week did we say?
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
We're going to update this podcast for you to listen
every
to.
Every other Tuesday, my bad. Because isn't it a little too much hearing us once a week? I don't know. Give
you
us feedback,
us. Yeah.
Please.
Please let us know. We want to know how we can best serve you, Daddy.
Yeah, and I feel like we'll be a little more consistent mm-hmm. if it's every 2 weeks. Because let's be honest, it was never really once a week anyway.
Share this. Tell your friends about us. Tweet about it. Instagram, Facebook,
get
Tumblr,
naked.
TikTok. Get naked now. Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.